please join me in the scripture for today, which is 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Rejoice always.
That was it, guys. If you're waiting for the rest, that was the whole thing. It's the second shortest verse in the Bible. John 11:35, Jesus wept. 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice evermore. Anyway, I know that because at the camp I went to, when you got in trouble, you had to memorize scripture. So I always learned the short ones. So I'm sorry, this is really bugging me today. I just realized that Jesus is being stabbed, and he really doesn't need to get that until he's, 33 years old, not in the manger. So I'll move it over just a little. I don't care if Joseph gets it, but I didn't want Jesus getting it yet. Okay. Weird things bug me. Huh? Ask Amy. Joy. There's a difference between being joyful and being happy. Because we can rejoice evermore, we can have joy, but we can't be happy all the time. It's just not humanly possible. So there is a difference. If we're going to look at joy today, we're going to look at where we center it. Number one, joy centers in God. We'll look at the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, but we need to crank this down because if I talk any quieter, I'm going to be whispering, and it's... Crank me down. I'm way too hot right now. And don't take that. Okay, thank you. Did not mean it any other way. It's okay. How many of you have seen the Charlie Brown Christmas special at least once a year? I mean, yeah, okay. Yeah. How many of you probably own either the VHS or the DVD, or in our case, probably both? Yes. And maybe even, we may somewhere, if we look hard enough, find an old one before you could buy it taped. Anyway, there's a lot of good stuff. A lot of stuff that preaches out of the Charlie Brown Christmas. But there's one that I love. Charlie Brown is complaining about everything. And Linus comes to him and he says this: Charlie Brown, you're the only person I know who can take a wonderful season like Christmas and turn it into a problem. Maybe Lucy's right. Of all the Charlie Browns in the world, you're the Charlie Browniest. My question to you today is, are you becoming a Charlie Brown this Christmas? Are you finding all the things that are, I got to do this, and I got to go shopping for this, and I got to bake 1,050 cookies, and I have to, I have to vacuum after the dogs and the husband and whatever else. Yeah. Are you finding that, or are you focusing in on what the whole point is? Because I think the reason why joy is the third week is because by now in Advent, it's time to go, oh no, we're hitting the rush. Who haven't I bought for? Who do I need to get mailed off to? Who do... That's what people are doing, And it's like, calm down. Be joyful always. Because it doesn't really matter whether or not, I don't even know what the big gift this year is, so I'm kind of stupid when it comes to kids. All right, what's the gift everybody wants? What? Fingerlings? That sounds like a chicken dish to me. Or potatoes. I like fingerling potatoes, I know that. But fingerlings. All right, it doesn't really matter whether you've got all your fingerlings lined up for all your people. It's okay. I remember... back in the dark ages when Cabbage Patch Kids came out. You remember those? So those of you that are over, 30 years old, you remember. Anyway, well, my boys wanted them. They were 4 and 5 at the time. And I'm like, yeah, really? We lived a lot too different than where I live now. A mile from the state border between 40 and 70. Unfortunately, it was on the other side of Illinois. And the closest store or Toys R Us was in Terre Haute, Indiana. It was further than the Highlands. It was almost as far as going to Washington to go to the store. But that's what they wanted. So every day we'd hear a shipment was coming out, we'd drive to Toys R Us. Guess how? We never got one. Never, ever. But it wasn't just that my boys wanted Cabbage Patch Kids. They wanted Cabbage Patch Kids of color. They're even harder to find in the Midwest. So happened, my wife had a friend. She had a friend whose husband was in the Air Force and was stationed in Germany. At the PX, they had a whole display of Cabbage Patch Kids. And they were all Cabbage Patch Kids of color. And for some reason, they weren't selling in Germany in the 80s. Have no idea why. But we were able to buy two Cabbage Patch Kids in Germany and have them shipped to America cheaper than we could have got them at Toys R Us. The point of this being, the boys, if they wouldn't have got it on Christmas Day, it'd have been okay. Because it was on the way. The joy was on its way. There's things that we need to realize that joy is not just on its way. It's here if we just look at it. You weren't happy with the sugar cookies. It's my fault. I fixed the oven. I'm sorry. You're going, how did that happen? Well, our oven there at the manse used to register 25 degrees off. He said it 375, was really 350. Well, I fixed it. When he said it 375, it's now 375, but she didn't dawn on her what the problem was. So those of you who came yesterday, if you're wondering what happened to the sugar cookies, it's my fault. I fixed the oven. So, but you know what? They were still good, weren't they, Jacob? And if you say no, I'm going to say the seven you ate this morning are proving you wrong. Okay. But the joy is still there. And I tell you what, for us, part of the joy of the season was inviting you guys to come and to share and to sit and visit. We wanted to give you food to entice you to come, but the real reason we wanted you there was just to sit and get to know you guys better. Because some of you guys are interesting, and some of you I need to know who to stay away from. So I need to know these stories. It's important. But it was great. Joy. Now, don't be Charlie Brown's. Let's get to where we need to be. Romans 5:11 says, even though we take pride in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, the one through whom we now have a restored relationship with God, we have joy in this relationship. So with the Father, if it's centered in God, God the Father. Second, John 15:11, I have said these things so that my joy will be in you and your joy will be complete. That's the Son. Then the Holy Spirit, Romans 14:17. God's kingdom isn't about eating food or drinking, but about righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So that's all three parts of the Trinity saying it's about joy. Guess what? I think it's something that we should pay attention to. Joy, like I said, is different than happiness. Happiness comes and goes. Joy needs to be there all the time. Because you know what? Things aren't always going to work out your way. Trust me. If things are always working out your way, if things are always working out your way, you aren't looking very deep. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's just not how it works. Or you're not young enough to face the reality of life. Matthew 5:11-12 says, happy are you when people insult you and harass you and speak all kinds of bad and false things about you because of me. Be full of joy and be glad because you have a great reward in heaven. In the same way people harass prophets and those who came before you. That says when people are giving you grief, get happy. Be joyful because they treated God's men and women throughout the ages the same way. It's like I used to tell kids when I'd say, devil's out to get you. He wants to get you to his own. Devil never tempts me. He ain't bothering to tempt you. Maybe it's because he's already got you. Okay? We need to be harassed to remind us what we're getting and what we're staying out of. And if you're not getting harassed, you better find out why. Colossians 1:24 says, now I'm happy to be suffering for you. I'm completing what's missing from Christ's sufferings with my own body. I'm doing this for the sake of his body, which is the church. Paul is saying he's willing to take on suffering for the people that he loved, the people in the churches that he was serving. I think to a degree we can understand that. Those of us who have kids, I think, would do our best, to keep bad things from happening to them if we could do it within our ability. Where we used to live was in a curve, right? I used to tell people, because I've pretty sure if I lived there long enough, I already knew how I was going to die. It's going to be an electric car I wouldn't hear coming, come around the corner and hit me, because they flew around that corner and I wouldn't hear. I said, but you know, people are always flying around that corner. I said, and I'd get in the way and push Rachel out of the way to save her life. I'm not sure about some of you guys, you know, that's the former church. Still not sure about some of you guys either, but that's what I'm talking about. The willingness to sacrifice ourselves for another. And we should be happy about it. Yeah? How many of you, and I don't need your hands up just to think about, have given up some of your own pleasure, some of the things that you would rather have to make someone else happy? I think most of us have. And if we haven't, it's time to start thinking about doing that. Because I'm pretty sure in the book of Acts, I have a scripture, it's a very last quote of Jesus in that's not in Revelation. And it's better to give than receive. I used to tell my dad when he wanted to give me a licking, and it never really worked out real well for me. You see, I've had a smart mouth for a long time, and it still gets me in trouble. James 1:2, my brothers and sisters, think of the tests you encounter as occasions for joy. What? Joy means that we can have joy even when bad things happen. Because bad things are going to happen. It's just a fact of life. We almost had a bad thing happen to my house yesterday. Was that before or after the party? When Calvin...
It was before
we got our puppies. Calvin and Maddie, our two little dogs, like each other just about as much as a Pittsburgh Steeler and an Eagle fan loves each other. Do we understand each other? Yeah. They don't love each other at all. Well, we normally have gates up, but for your sake, we didn't want y'all have to walk through gates all day long, and we weren't paying. All of a sudden, here comes Calvin, bloop, 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 wiggling his tail and running to see Amy, and Maddie's in another room right across going like, lunch. they don't get along well at all. Well, we need to understand that we need to think of those tests. Our test yesterday was making sure that Amy didn't kill my dog. She grabbed Calvin and was going to beat up Maddie. I was like, wait a minute. Calvin's the one who came down, but it's okay. 1 Peter 14, instead rejoice as you share Christ's suffering. You share in his suffering now so you may have overwhelming joy when his glory is revealed. How many of you would like to have some overwhelming joy? Yeah, I'm all for overwhelming joy. I'd even like to have just whelming joy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to shoot too high. You know? But we need to be able to deal with the suffering to enjoy the joy that we can have. A woman was visiting with her pastor, and she was in hospice, and she had a window, and there's a robin that kept coming to her window and would sing. And she said that she really understood, she had joy because that robin would sing even in the rain. She said all these other creatures would run off, but the robin was there even in the rain. We need to be people's robins in their rain, singing to them when they're going through suffering so that they can share joy and we can share their joy. And how long should we do it? And how long will it last? Philippians 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. And then it says, again I tell you, rejoice in the Lord. In case you're dumb and missed it the first time, I'm going to say it twice. And then on our scripture we had today, 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice evermore. Joy is not just the third week of Advent. It should be a lifestyle. We should be happy and joyful with what the Lord has provided us. Our Sunday school lesson today was dealing with breathing. It's a long story. But just let it be said that, you know, have you ever just taken the time to think about those 26,000 plus breaths you take a day? I'm just wanting to know who's the guy who's been counting them. But that's a gift. Every single one is a gift. 26,000 plus gifts a day. Man, we should be joyful for that. Because you know what? When you stop getting that gift from God, you turn blue. And not UK blue. It's a really ugly shade of blue you turn. Rejoice always. I'll tell you again, rejoice. So my question to you is, what is making you Charlie Brown? And are you trying to become the Charlie Browniest? Or are you trying to become the most joyful person? I challenge you to put behind your inner Charlie Brown and reach out to be joyful this week. Let's pray. Father, thank you for Jesus, who gives us the reason to be joyful. Chase the Charlie Browns out of us and bring the joy of your love into us and out to others. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. People we need to remember. I know we have one praise. Brutus is coming home today. Amen. Brutus had surgery. He's been gone for a few days, but he's coming home today.